I'm talking to Ray Singh, who is one of the members of the Velindra NHS Board Trustees. Back in the beginning of November, Wales Audit Office held a shared learning seminar as part of National Trustees Week. Ray came to a workshop and shared some of the approaches for specific trustee roles. Ray, how has the board taken on board specialist roles for trustees at Velindra?
The post is advertised. And in the advertisement, there's a specific paragraph identifying which area the board is looking for an independent member to join. So people with that experience, qualification, will apply. For example, if you said Welsh language is an essential, then if you don't have Welsh language, you won't be applying. Number of times I apply because on the basis of having experience in racial equality. So I put that experience. And then with the Velindra, the post which I applied for as an independent member was with the specific responsibilities for legal matters. Now, of course, the Velindra has got its own legal advisors, i.e. lawyers, but I'm able to, as a lawyer, retired judge, able to monitor as a watchdog what is happening. And I chair the learning committee, so lessons learnt comes there. And anything which relates to, say, for instance, the trustees being sued or threatened to being sued, all that comes before me by a person responsible who deals with that, and that will be passed through me. So I can, at a very early stage, get involved and then feedback to the board as to what is happening. And I would say this case, having looked at the evidence, I think we ought to be admitting liability. Discuss that with the solicitors. The sooner we do that, the sooner we stop spending money in litigation. And more importantly, let's learn from this. How did it happen? What can we do to prevent this? Quite often, not quite often, we regularly get reports from ombudsmen relating to other health boards and trusts. And we learn lessons from that. It comes before me with my committee, we discuss it, and